Brothers and sisters, I want you to take a moment today and think about the many different questions that Jesus has asked on the pages of the Gospels. I'll just give you a few today. Who asked Jesus this question? How many times must I forgive my brother? 77 times. Remember who that was? It was Peter. Here's some other examples. How is it that we, now John's disciples, and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus' disciples ask, where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd, the feeding of the 5,000? Here's another. In the story of the stormy waters, Jesus is in the stern sleeping. The disciples wake him and ask, teacher, don't you care if we drown? Those are just a few. Now you get your mind thinking, you realize, wow, he's asked a lot. In today's gospel, it's just another one. We have the Pharisees and the Herodians approach Jesus and ask, is it lawful to pay the census tax or not? People, that's an odd combination. Pharisees and Herodians. But remember this. We're in the journey of Holy Week. Jesus has come into Jerusalem, overthrown the money changers' tables. Then what has he done, everyone? He's taught in the temple. Blind, lame, crippled, those who are not allowed into the temple area. Jesus allows in, and he heals it. And he heals them. This catches their eyes. And so what do? They try to trap him now, these leaders. And when we think about Pharisees and Herodians, everyone, realize this. They're bitter enemies. The Herodians are loyal to Rome. We have the religious leaders, the Pharisees, who are loyal to the Jewish people. Okay, think about this. Here you are, a Pharisee, everyone. And what are you doing, everyone? These two forces join together, and they ask a question pertaining to a coin in which they have to give it to Caesar, who's a pagan of all things, a pagan. And what do they follow, everyone? They follow their Lord and their King. And not only that, realize this. The Pharisees, everyone, and the Jewish people, when they were taxed, they were given a very heavy tax. So, in other words, do you think in ordinary, everyday life, these two sides had much to do with each other? No, they didn't. Except when it comes to one man. And that is Jesus Christ. And what do they try to do him? Did you notice the word? They try to trap him. They try to trap him. And everyone, I did some trapping when I was growing up. And one of the things you learn about trapping is this. You try to trick. Because remember this, you're in the animal's domain now. And this is their home. And what do you have to do, everyone? You have to try to trick them. Okay, so how do you trick them, everyone? Well, you got to carefully cover the trap. You got to leave with no scent. And what else do, everyone? You slip in and you slip out. How does it go? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But we learn today the Pharisees have only one thing in mind. They're out to win. And what do they use? It's not a trap, everyone. It is a coin. And to the question, is it lawful to pay the census tax? What does Jesus ask for? Show me a coin. And what is the first thing he asks? Whose image is on it? We're going to do something a little bit different today, just a little bit of fun. You know, so everyone, let's just try something different. Let's look at our coins, the ones that we use most common. Penny, nickel, dime, quarter. Yes, we have a half dollar, everyone. We have a dollar coin. Let's just talk about the ones that we use the most. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to name for you the coin, and you tell me whose image is on it. All right? Let's see how you do today. Whose image is on the penny? Lincoln. That is Lincoln. Who's on the nickel? Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson. Who's on the dime? Franklin Roosevelt. Who's on the quarter? George Washington. Okay, now even I know, though, everyone, when it comes to taxes in this day and age, if I go into tax preparation, they don't even waste their time with cents. Everything is rolled up to the nearest dollar. As a matter of fact, when we pay everyone our taxes, it's more based on currency than it is on coins. It's more about dollars than it is about sense. So let's try the same thing on our most, on the bills that we use the most, our currency. The dollar, the $5, the $10, and the $20. Okay, whose image is on the dollar bill? It's Washington. Who's on the $5 bill? That's Lincoln. $10 bill? That is Hamilton. Who's on the $20 bill? Andrew Jackson. Okay? And we realize, brothers and sisters, what has Jesus presented everyone? He's given a coin, everyone. He's given the power of a coin. And what in regards to that coin is important, everyone, is this. Not only does he ask about whose image, he also asks whose inscription. This morning before Mass, everyone, I pulled out a penny, a nickel, a dime, and a quarter, and I looked at them, and there's a word on every one of them that you see in all four coins, a word. Okay, now it's not everyone in God we trust, that's words. It's not e pluribus unum, that's words. The word everyone is liberty. It's freedom. In this country where respect, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, we have the freedom to vote. In a homily held many, many years ago, everyone, I came across some points about how important the freedom to vote has been in this country. I'm going to share with you two examples of how important one vote has been in this country's history. Two examples. Number one, had it not been for one vote in 1776, the official language in the United States would have been not English, but German. Second example, had it not been for one vote in 1845, the state of Texas would not have become part of the United States. One vote. Here's one on the global front. In 1923, Adolf Hitler became leader of the Nazi Party in Germany by one vote. Think about it. Had it not been for one vote, 6 million Jews may have never been, 6 million Jews may have been spared, and World War II, with all its pain and death, may have never taken place. One vote. Okay? And so to that famous question then, everyone, let's go back to the coin. Jesus asks, whose image is on it? Caesar. Whose inscription is it? Caesar. And so what does Jesus say? He says, then this coin is Caesar's. Comes to the text, this is Caesar's. But then he says this, and give to God what belongs to God. And you know something, everyone? What belongs to God? Everything. Everything. All that we have, all that we are, everything comes to us from God. And when you think about that, everyone, as much as this today's story pivots around a coin, we realize really how unremarkably unimportant the coin really is. Because you know something? Even our own talents, in which, yes, we have to pay taxes, like it or not, comes to us from God. Everything from God. And here they are, worried about a coin. And it is that God, everyone, who's given us everything, that we come, we gather, and we worship before this day. So to the honor, the glory, and the power of that God who has bestowed upon us all that we have, all that we are, all of our gifts, all of our talents, let's take a moment and let us be grateful today.